Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Cipriani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Archer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Archer. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Seaburn reaches third base with a triple. Del Greco goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhaal. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cott for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green bunts towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Martin reaches second base with a double. Green goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields the ball and throws to Archer covering. Safe. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani is 0-for-1 in the game. Cipriani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Cipriani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0-for-1 in the game. Archer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-2 in the game. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing third base. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Valdivielso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott bunts towards the mound. Archer fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhaals moves to second. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verhaals scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham fires to first and has Green trapped. There's the throw to Causey, who tags Green for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cipriani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valdivielso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-2 in the game. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Cipriani moves to second. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhaals. Cipriani moves to third. Pignatano moves to second. Jay Hankins pinch runs for Ozzie Virgil. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lump is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Cipriani scores. Pignatano moves to third. Hankins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Twins. Haywood Sullivan pinch hits for Leo Posada. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pignatano tags and scores. Hankins tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hankins scores. Del Greco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 4, Athletics, 4. Ray Moore now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. Seaborn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cipriani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Jay Hankins now playing left field. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Jose Valdivielso. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Causey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing left field. Lenny Green now playing center field. Bill Tuttle now playing third base. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pignatano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison who is chasing the ball. Hankins reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lump bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Hankins scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Becker pinch hits for Ray Moore. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Verhals moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to second for the out. Verhals moves to third. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Green moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 4 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.